With Instacart, you can get groceries and more delivered from over 1,000 stores and 75,000 locations. So whether you need a massive haul from a wholesale club, everyday essentials from your go-to supermarket, or specialty items from your favorite local grocer, you can get whatever you need delivered in as fast as an hour. You can even shop for pet supplies, electronics, and sporting goods in just a few clicks. Visit Instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first order. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply.
Step right up here. Don't be shy.
The Super Bowl is over, but the NFL quarterback carousel is just beginning.
You got to ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky?
What does the future hold for all 32 NFL teams at the QB position?
Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity to spin this wheel right here.
Let's spin the wheel and find out which teams we hit today. The Detroit Lions.
All right, let's go out to Detroit right now. Welcome in one of the greatest trombone players of all time. He was also a pretty damn good offensive tackle for the Lions and now is a part of their radio network. And that is the always entertaining Lomas Brown. Lomas, how you been?
I'm good. How you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So on the QB carousel, we got to start you off with Jared Goff. Just how do you look back at the season he had? Because I was really impressed out of the Lions quarterback this year.
Hey, I'm telling you, he finished the season so great. I could say over the last probably, I'd say, 6 to 8 games of the season, he was probably one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. I mean, at least top 4, top 5 quarterback pretty much the whole year. And that's just been Jared, you know, just his cool, calm demeanor that he has. And I think it rubs off on the rest of the guys in that huddle. And he has some weapons. I mean, Detroit has done a great job of surrounding him with some weapons, so the load isn't just on him. So it's been great to see this team grow throughout the year, and it's been great to see Jared leading this team, and hopefully he'll be leading it for the next 5-6 years.
Well, that's the big question, because when you saw Jared Goff was traded as basically what I thought was a throw-in in the Stafford deal, it was like, all right, I'll be there for a few years, and then they'll go get their next quarterback of the future. Where's your confidence? And I know he has 2 years left in his contract that he could be the long-term quarterback of the Lions.
I mean, why not? I mean, right now, and again, it's going to come down to price, and it's going to come down to whether Detroit wants to get a quarterback that's a dual-threat quarterback, whether Detroit wants to go to that type of offense, whether that type of quarterback fits Ben Johnson better, or, I mean, again, if not, I just think Jared has made a case for himself to be the quarterback and get another contract here in Detroit. I mean, again, I know they're going to have to deal with the salary cap, and we know how the quarterback salaries are just escalating now. But, again, I think he's played his way to at least putting that conversation out there for the front office. And look, we got the 6th pick, the 18th pick. I don't think we have to spend those picks on the quarterback. That's a good thing.
Now, you don't think they have to spend those picks on the quarterback, but just because you think that doesn't mean that's what the team is going to do, Lomas Brown. Do you think there is a chance that either 6 or 18 they take a quarterback?
You know what? I mean, yeah, it is a chance. You know, I'll say that. Yes, it is. I mean, again, you know, Drew was here before the regime came in. So, you know, it is a possibility that can happen, but I just don't see it. I just don't see why would you spend that higher pick, especially when we need it on the defensive side of the ball. That was our struggle this year, was the defensive side of the ball. So to me, you load up on defense and you get a quarterback later in the draft. Not to say you don't get a quarterback, but you can look later.
Here's the interesting part to me about that. Like at 6, I don't think Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud are going to be available. Those, to me, are the two best quarterbacks in the draft. But if a quarterback starts to fall, whether that's Will Levis or Anthony Richardson, and they're sitting there at 18 and, like, that quarterback's still there at 15, I then wonder if they move up and just go, okay, this is our second first-round pick. Let's just then go get that guy. We could still play Jared next year and eventually – if we really do like what Richardson or Levis do in practice, then we can hand the baton over to them down the road.
Yeah, that sounds like a great long-term plan But I think they're thinking in the short term right now. I mean, again, you got a fan base. Think about it, man. It's been 30 going on 31 years since we won a playoff game, you know, since the 50s, since we won a championship. So you got a dedicated fan base that's ready for things to happen now. And I just think with how the team finished up last season, you know, again, and you're right, you never know going from season to season. I always say each team, I don't care who you bring back, every team is going to be different. But if that team could just, you know, capture what they had towards the end of the season, I think you just look at the defensive side of the ball right now, you go heavy, and you look at one of them quarterbacks. You're right, they might fall, but I just don't think you look at them in the first round. I think you look at them in round, because you got a number of other picks, too, that you could probably trade up, and maybe you trade up in the second round or the third round. But I just don't see you doing it in the first round to take a quarterback this year.
We all know Lomas Brown, the rookie years that Aiden Hutchinson and James Houston did have. Yes, outside of those two players, like how many keepers do you think are on this defensive side of the ball?
Man, you got to start with little Rodrigo.
Yeah.
You know, yes, man, he is a little stud. Man, and we got some secondary help. I mean, Jeff Okuda, he started off the season hot and kind of fell off towards the end of the season. But all the Richards, we got a lot of Jerry Jacobs, and it's a lot of those other guys that stepped up this year. I just can't recall their names right now that really made our secondary kind of formidable. You know, Alex, I thought Alex Anzalone, I thought he had a strong year this year. So it's just more that we need to keep adding on the defensive side of the ball. But, again, I think they got something to start with. Like you say, we got two edge rushers. And, man, that's great when you got two edge rushers besides pushing that pressure and making the quarterback step up in the pocket.
And honestly, Lomas, I think a lot of people are going to pick them to win that division because I think a lot of people believe that Rodgers is on the verge of getting traded. The Vikings, they were a good team this year, but I don't think they were as great as what their record said they are, and they have defensive concerns, and the Bears are still a long ways away. You know, this is the first time in a while there's a lot of pressure on the Lions entering this season.
Yeah, it is, but even, and I like to say this, even if Rodgers stay, who cares now? We got
you beat him twice.
Yeah, so we got, he don't own us like he owns the Bears, so so we gotten over that. But you're right. I think I never thought we should have beat Minnesota both times this year. Think about it. The one game that Dan Campbell is still kicking himself about is that Minnesota game.
Yeah.
We know we should have won that game when we played them at Minnesota. So, again, that's a team that I think we play evenly with. So, you're right. The North is up for grabs. In my mind, the North is up for grabs next year, and the Lions got just as good a chance as any of them to get that and capture that and get home field. That's what it's got to be all about. Win the division, get home field, get a home field playoff game.
The belief level of Dan Campbell, I know everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid. This is going to be a big year because we're going to see if there's any regression from the strong finish that they had. What makes you believe that Dan Campbell's the right guy for the job?
Well, first of all, that's my boy. You know, we played together for 2 years, so that's my boy. So, you know, I didn't know he had it in him back there when he was in the second year when we were back with the Giants, but you just knew it was something about him. But it just, again, man, it's just what he pours into this, man, and how the players respect him and how the players are willing to fight and play. Because the one thing you know, if you play a Detroit Lion team, you got to play 60 minutes. You know, you got to go the whole game, and you're going to lead up lumped up. You're going to lead with bruises after you play the Lions. So that's good, man, that they're known for being a tough young team. And that's all strictly because of Dan and his beliefs. Because think about it, they went through a stretch where we were 1-6. 1-6. So you could have threw the towel, could have definitely been thrown in at that point right there. And they fought to win, what, 8 out of the next 9 or something like that. So, you know, it did a great job of really just turning things around and keeping those guys grounded, especially a lot of young guys. And that's the key. So I think he is the guy.
Lomas Brown, when you guys played together in the early 2000s with the Giants, was he biting off kneecaps then and drinking a ridiculous amount of coffee?
You know, I think he did get a couple of elbows. I don't know if he went as far down as the kneecaps, but I remember a couple of elbows getting shattered and everything. And yes, man, the dude was always juiced up, always, man. So you know it takes a large amount of coffee to keep him juiced up like that.
Well, here's the multi-million-dollar question. It seems like the Ravens and Lamar aren't in a good spot. You know, if the Ravens are going to try to move Lamar, they probably trade him to the NFC. If he's available, would you give up two or three first-round picks to go get Lamar if you're the Lions?
In a heartbeat, yes. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. Now, see, I like that scenario. See, more than I like a draft pick. I love that scenario. Absolutely, man. That's generational now. That's a generational talent right there. And, man, you just know what you could do with that. Oh, my goodness, man. Him, and then you got Jameis Williams. Oh, my goodness, man. That can be, yeah. So, yes, in a heartbeat.
Thank you so much, right, Jared Goff? If that's the case.
I'm sorry, man. He would understand. He knows it's a business.
Lomas Brown, always great to catch up with you. How's the trombone been lately? You've been playing the trombone lately?
You know what? No, I haven't. I haven't gotten the lungs ready for that yet, but I do. I said I'm going to do that. And one day.
Thanks so much, Lomas. You're the best.
Take care.